1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got more great events to look forward to. Joining us from the band Small Town Strip Club, Johan Yunt is here. Johan, you are a busy man, my friend.
Yeah, very busy. Summer's winding down and it's going to get more busy.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about the band, but first let's talk about this great event that is coming up at the Stratford Perth Museum. What's going to be happening in October?
Yeah, October 4th, we have our fourth annual Rock the Muse. This started out as an initiative post-COVID to get some live music events happening around town, and now all of a sudden it's 4 years later, and we've been growing it and making refinements, and we've got 15 bands coming through this year, 14 of them local, and then a headliner, Eddie and the Dirty Boys, which is comprised of members of the Glorious Sons.
Okay, so how many bands? 14, 15 bands?
15 bands.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
From noon to late, we've got two stages, and they go, okay. There's nonstop music. Yeah. So we throw it over to one stage as soon as one stage is wrapped up, and it's a full day event. And yeah, it's fun.
Well, this is just a great idea and a great get together for our community, Rock the Muse. And I love the title of this, Rock the Muse.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great title. And it's all happening at Stratford Perth Museum. And the response to this has been great, supporting these local bands.
For sure. I mean, last year we got to tell everyone that we were 100% local because we brought in Cat Clyde as the headliner, who's obviously grew up in Stratford. Mm-hmm. And then the year before we had Texas King, a rock band out of London, Ontario, and they put on a really great show. And yeah, we just want to have a opportunity for local bands to, you know, showcase themselves, and also in a professional environment. We encourage original music if bands have that, to lean into that if they have original songs that have been integrating into their set list. But yeah, it's just essentially an event to support and foster local music, and it's been a good time, and we rainproof it. So even though it's in October, we got tents and heat, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, and it doesn't keep the crowds away for sure. They come out and support. And I'm thinking, gosh, what a great opportunity for some of these great local area bands that don't often get a chance to perform in this kind of a setting, if you will.
Yeah, most definitely. Like Players Backstage is just a beautiful stage, and so many people that have come out to Rock the Muses in the past, they hadn't been back there because it's a little tucked away on the edge of town at the Stratford Perth Museum, and it's a beautiful kind of amphitheater type stage. And yeah, you got to check it out, even if it's not at this event. They're really growing and having different shows there as well.
Yeah, it's a great stage. And as you mentioned, you can't quite see it from the highway because it's kind of tucked in there. But then when you're there, you're like, oh my gosh, this is great.
Yeah, this is here, yeah.
So are tickets available for this now, or how's that working?
Yeah, tickets are online at the Stratford Perth Museum's website, and they have the tickets hyperlinked just to Rock the Muse. Or you can reach out to artists. All the artists have physical tickets in hand too, and they're selling those as well.
All right, so that is coming up for Saturday, October 4th, an outdoor full day event at Stratford Perth Museum. We'll share the links and details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And just a great lineup. I'm looking at, you know, Maggie Foster, Lauren Nielsen, Color of Each. You know, it just goes on and on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of different vibes too. Yeah. We've got some like punk rock, alternative, some more indie, unplugged acts. So we've got a hip-hop artist in Kareem as well. So yeah, we've got a bunch of different flavors in the day.
Fantastic. Yeah. So again, with Small Town Strip Club, how are things going? You've got your album out on vinyl, we should say.
Yeah, we do. No, we've been doing good. We've had a run of shows this summer, a few festivals, a few cool festivals. We got to play Canal Days and got to be backstage near the guys in Sloan and Big Sugar, so it was cool being around those guys, and played with the same day as the Sheepdogs at another festival. So it's been a good summer for us, for sure.
Onward and upward. There you go. And you can pick up the album locally too. Is it available in our record stores area at least?
Yeah, we've got copies at Sound Fixation, actually.
Perfect.
Sound Fixation, and then at our website, stscmusic.com. if you order a vinyl and you live in Stratford, there's actually no shipping costs. You can click local delivery and a band member will drop it off.
Wow. That is great service. I'm telling you. Fantastic. So we look forward to Rock the Muse coming up in October. Small Town Strip Club. Anything else on the go? Because you're kind of back at it this fall too.
Well, actually, we're releasing a single tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a country, and it's our first music that we're putting out post album, and it's a country rock fusion with a collaboration song with a friend of ours, Andy Colonico, based out of the Niagara region. He's been really making his name in the indie country music scene. He's really hammers the TikToks and has garnered quite a following that way. And he's has a rock and roll background, so we have a song coming out tomorrow, and it's called Can't Put a Price on a Good Time.
All right. Yeah. Well, look for that. Fantastic. Yeah. Great. So lots on the go. Again, Johan Yunt with Rock the Muse. We look forward to this event and, of course, more shows with Small Town Strip Club. Thanks so much, Johan.
Thanks, Jamie.